From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Carter Wadeel. Republican leaders in the Missouri House are delaying a vote on a bill that makes it harder to prove discrimination when someone is fired. Republican Representative Joe Don McGaugh of Carroll County says they didn't vote yesterday because too many people weren't there.
We've got several members who are ill and out of the building and things, so we just wanted to wait to, you know, talk about it. I mean, it's an important issue.
But Republican Representative Bill White of Joplin suggests there's a growing amount of opposition in his party due to abortion-related language. The measure would require a person prove his or her race, sex, age, or national origin was the main reason for the firing instead of just a contributing factor. There's also a provision that would allow employers to fire hospital employees who refuse to assist in abortions. Missouri politicians gathered to greet EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt on his Back to Basics tour yesterday. KBIA's Nathan Lawrence has more.
U.S. Senator Roy Blunt, Representative Vicky Hartzler, and State Attorney General Josh Hawley were among those who visited the Thomas Hill Energy Center in northern Missouri to see Scott Pruitt, who was appointed to his place at the head of the Environmental Protection Agency by President Donald Trump in February. Pruitt emphasized the hands-off direction he plans for the EPA, including less regulation of coal electricity and the continued rollback of the Obama administration's Waters of the United States rules, which expanded the definition of water that could be federally regulated.
The EPA no longer is going to be an agency that tries to engage in power over water decisions at the state level. It's going to stay in its lane, and that process has begun.
Critics of Pruitt's less aggressive approach to water and emissions regulations say it endangers water and air quality. I'm Nathan Lawrence, KBIA News.
Missouri Senate budgeters have approved a plan to make cuts to in-home and nursing care for disabled residents while slightly increasing money for public K-12 schools. The Senate Appropriations Committee passed its version of a budget yesterday for the next fiscal year beginning in July. The budget proposal would cut in-home and nursing care by requiring people to show more severe disabilities to qualify, although the cuts are not as deep as what Governor Eric Greitens initially recommended. Today is a day of remembrance on the University of Missouri campus. Each year, MU honors the lives of students who have died in the previous year with a ceremony called MU Remembers. KBIA's Taylor Kinnerup has more.
Friday, April 21st, the university's MU Remembers event will honor 9 students who have died since April 2016. Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs Catherine Scroggs will preside over the event, which is put on by the Missouri Students Association and the Graduate Professionals Council and Memorial Union. MSA President Nathan Willett said this event comes at an important time in the semester.
You know how everyone's so busy, especially towards the end of the year, but I think this really helps put things in perspective.
Willett said the ceremony is a way to not only honor those who died, but to unite people on campus. Taylor Kinnerup, KBIA News.
And I'm Carter Wadeel, KBIA News, Columbia.